Hey guys, thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Heart on the Mic. This is another spontaneous bonus episode. And if you're new here, Heart on the Mic is an audio journal podcast where I share about my experiences, ambitions, motherhood, and really everything in between. Through this podcast, my goal is to bring insight, encourage, and empower you as you're on the pursuit of pursuing your very own heart's desires. This episode, I'm going to do things a little different. I've never done this before, but I'm just going to give it a try. I'm actually going to be reading a journal that I wrote on February 12th and see how this goes. If you guys enjoy it, I'll read some more of my journal entries, or I can even have you guys submit some of your journal entries that you've written and that you feel like it would be a part of the healing process for you to hear them be read. So with that being said, this insert is titled Finding My Flow, and at the end of writing it, I'm just going to leave it at that and end it there. So here I go. Overwhelmed by my inability to find my flow, I find myself falling more and more behind. Struggling to stay afloat, I feel a shift in my peace. I catch myself feeling overtaken by frustration, by the smallest of things. I found myself saying, I can't do this because I can't do something simple as putting my daughter down for her nap. And 30 minutes later, my dog barks and wakes her up. Are you kidding me? Why can't I simply have some time to sit in silence and do this week's reading for my homework assignment? Overly upset in that moment, I knew my reaction was an overreaction. Taking some time to regroup, I took the time to figure out how I could fix this. The words that my husband told me a few weeks ago repeated in my mind, you're doing too much. Obviously, I was not happy about him telling me that then, but clearly I knew it was true if it was speaking to me in this moment. I'm doing all that I committed to doing. And that's when it hit me. This is what I wanted to do, but I quickly realized it's not what my heart wants to do. Caught at the crossroads of my ambitions and my heart's desires to be present, I knew something needed to change.